Surat Az-Zariyat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the dust-scattering winds, then by the heavy-laden clouds, then by their swift gliding, then by those who distribute the big affair, surely that which you are being promised is true, and surely the day of judgment shall come to pass. By the sky full of orbits, surely you contradict one another in what you say. Only perverse persons turn away from the truth. Woe to those who judge by conjecture, those who are engulfed in ignorance and heedlessness. They ask, when will the day of judgment be? It will be the day when they will be punished in the fire, and it will be said, taste your chastisement. This is what you were seeking to hasten. As to the righteous, they will be in the midst of gardens and springs, joyfully receiving what their Rabb shall give them, for they were before that righteous people. Used to sleep but little in the night time, pray for forgiveness in the early morning, and share their wealth with the needy who asked for it and those who did not ask. In the earth there are signs for the firm believers, and also in your own selves. Can you not see? In heaven is your sustenance and all that you are promised. I swear by the Rabb of heaven and earth that this is true, as certain as you are speaking now. Have you heard the story of Ibrahim's honored guests? When they came to him and said, peace be upon you, peace be upon you also, he answered, and seeing that they were strangers, he went quietly to his family, brought a roasted calf, and placed it before them, saying, will you not eat? When he saw them not eating, he became afraid of them. They said, have no fear, and they gave him good news of a son endowed with knowledge. Hearing this, his wife came forward. With astonishment, she smote her forehead and said, a son to a barren old woman? They replied, Ibrahim asked, O divine messengers, what is your errand? They replied, we have been sent to a guilty nation to shower upon them brimstone marked by your Rabb for the transgressors. Then we saved all those who were believers in the town. We found none but one household of true Muslims. We left therein a sign for those who fear the painful punishment. There is also a sign for you in the story of Musa, when we sent him to Pharaoh with clear authority, but he turned his back along with his chiefs, saying, he is a sorcerer or a madman. Consequently, we seized him and his warriors and cast them into the sea. Indeed, he deserved much blame. There is also a sign in the story of Ad, when we let loose on them a blighting wind, which made rotten everything that it blew on. Likewise, the story of Thamud, when it was said to them, enjoy yourselves for a while, but they disobeyed the commandment of their Rabb. Consequently, they were overtaken by a thunderbolt even while they were looking on. So neither they could stand up on their feet, nor could they defend themselves. And we destroyed the people of Nuh before them, because they too were transgressors. We have built the heavens with our hands, for we have the power to do so. We have spread out the earth. How excellent a spreader we are. We have created everything in pairs, so that you may learn a lesson from it. O Prophet, say to mankind, rush towards Allah. Surely I am assigned by him as a plain warner to you all. Do not set up another god besides Allah. Surely I am assigned by him as a plain warner to you all. It has been the case that whenever a Rasul came to the peoples before them, they said about him, he is a sorcerer or a madman. Have they transmitted this statement from one generation to the next? Nay, but they are all a rebellious people. So, O Prophet, ignore them. You are not at fault, but keep on admonishing them, for admonition is beneficial to the true believers. We have not created jinns and mankind except to worship me. I require no sustenance from them, nor do I ask that they should feed me. Surely it is Allah who is the giver of all sustenance, the Lord of power, the invincible. Surely those who are wrongdoers shall have their portion of torment, similar to the portion of their predecessors. So let them not challenge me to hurry it on. Woe to the unbelievers on that day with which they are being threatened. Poor, in the name